Our first report is all about conspiracy theories. Or is it? American President Donald Trump famously believes in all sorts of conspiracy theories. He is convinced, wrongly, that climate change is a hoax, for example. But he's not the only one of us to love a good conspiracy theory. From the assassination of John F. Kennedy to the moon landings, we look at four of the most popular ones and the evidence for and against.
The Kennedy assassination. What people think.
A massive 59% of Americans do not believe the official version of President Kennedy's death in 1963, that he was shot three times by a solo assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald. Most think there were two assassins, but nobody agrees who hired them, the Mafia, the CIA, the Cuban government, or the Soviet Union.
The evidence.
It is certain that Oswald only fired three bullets. Kennedy was shot three times, and another person in the car, Texas Governor John Connally, once. So one bullet had to pass through Kennedy to hit Connally. But many people, including some of the original investigators, say that that's impossible because the bullet's trajectory would involve a mid-air turn to the right. Therefore, there must have been another gunman.
The reality.
A 2003 documentary established that the investigators had ignored a crucial piece of information. JFK's seat was 8 centimeters higher than Connally's. Once you take that into account, the bullet's trajectory through both men is straight. You can believe what you want, but the official story is entirely credible.
The Illuminati. What people think.
A secret society called the Illuminati controls the world. Bankers, politicians, judges, and pop musicians are all Illuminati. Because yes, Katy Perry is a member. And Rihanna, Madonna, Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, most of the famous people you've ever heard of are probably involved. In fact, 28% of Americans believe this theory in some form.
The evidence.
There is none. Except, well, bankers have lots of money, politicians have power, and Katy Perry sells a lot of records. On the other hand, most believers in the Illuminati theory have never won an election or had a hit pop song. Suspicious?
The reality.
A secret society called the Illuminati did exist. It was created in 1776 by Adam Weishaupt, a Bavarian philosopher, as an alternative to the Freemasons. It rapidly grew from 5 members to thousands, but ended abruptly when membership of a secret society was declared punishable by death. Later, in the 1960s, 2 journalists from Playboy magazine started sending in fake letters talking about a secret society that controlled the world, the Illuminati. The journalists saw this as a cool way to get readers to question the news, but it backfired and the Illuminati myth spread.
The moon landings. What people think.
Neil Armstrong did not walk on the moon in 1969, and the whole thing was faked in a film studio, very possibly by Stanley Kubrick, the director of the sci-fi classic from 1968, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
The evidence.
It's all about the photos. Why are there no stars in the sky, they ask? Why do we see no blast crater under the landing module? And why does the American flag appear to move in the wind in video footage?
The reality.
The lack of stars is because the moon's surface is bright and the camera exposure time was rapid. There's no blast crater because there's no atmosphere on the moon. And anyway, the module cut its engine before landing. The flag has a horizontal bar, which was intended to create a ripple effect, like that caused by a breeze. But all this aside, The fact is that it would be decades before Hollywood special effects became as realistic as Armstrong's moonwalk. Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey is good, but not that good.
Mind-controlling chemicals. What people think.
The vapor trails we see in the sky behind airplanes are in fact chemicals being sprayed into the atmosphere, or chemtrails. These chemicals keep us docile and easy for governments to control. Or maybe, some say, they are part of a secret climate control program.
The evidence.
Planes do produce vapor trails. That's all the evidence. But it's enough for 10% of Americans to say they completely believe in chemtrails, and for almost 30% to say that there is some truth to the theory.
The reality.
As every aeronautic expert will attest, above 8,000 meters, the water produced by jet engines crystallizes to form a condensation trail. So, either all these experts are lying, and all the pilots and airlines in the world are part of the conspiracy, or chemtrails are just water. You decide.